The opinions expressed in Devil's Advocate are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. That being said, thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
My name's Izzy. I'm here with Louisa. And we have a very special guest today. Everyone, welcome Ethan!
Hi, everyone!
Yes. Yes. I'm so excited!
In a world full of Reddit drama,
only two voices dare to defend the indefensible.
Welcome to Devil's Advocate.
Welcome back to episode 5 of Devil's Advocate.
Season 2!
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, y'all are on season 2? Okay.
Yes!
So I will be the mediator today, and Louisa and Ethan are going to be going at it.
Mm-hmm. We're going at it today.
Let him find me. When I find you. When I catch you.
When I catch
Ricky,
you.
Ricky, when I catch you. Ricky, when I catch you.
Hold me back.
Hold me back.
Oh. Hold my hoops.
No, we about to break these chairs. We don't got insurance.
Anyways. How are we doing today so far?
I'm good. Ethan, do you want to... Oh.
What happened?
Sorry. I think I might have unplugged my thing. Oh, I did.
Guys, do you... Robert, switch to me really quick. So today we're going to talk about Louisa's poor planning and how she just likes to pull things. Pull it and tug it. Burning it, itching it. Like, and we need to talk
about
it.
Okay, you know what, Ethan, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, I will. So, hi everyone, I'm Ethan Gopi. I'm a second year media prod student. I'm y'all friends. I know you guys. I'm a big fan of the podcast. I'm super excited to be here.
We're super excited to have you.
Thank you. I'm also in media prod. I dabble a bit in guitar. I play some games, and I'm ready to...
So dabbles in singing, might I add.
I don't know.
Boots.
Maybe. Boots. But I'm excited to debate. Let's do this.
As am I.
Let's do it.
Okay. Should we dive right in?
Let's head on to the first segment. Okay. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Super.
Am I the a-hole for telling my friend she's in the same league as men she calls ugly?
Oh my.
So initial thoughts?
You go first.
I'm going to say you are the a-hole for that.
I think, no. You know what? No, you're not. you're being true to yourself. You're being true to your friend. Let's hear it.
You're being honest. That's a good point.
You're being honest.
Point.
Honesty is what? The best policy. Unless we're in a fine print. All right, let's go.
Okay, so... My friend, 19F, downloaded dating apps like Tinder and Hinge for the first time about a week ago. For reference, she's the type that always says that she wants a boyfriend, wants to do a couple things, feels lonely, single. She's also, in my opinion at least, very normal and average looks-wise. Not ugly, not super hot,
she's mid.
This
just
friend
all
is
right.
Mid.
Like, these people should not be friends.
This friend is going at it. Like.
Since then, she's been complaining to me that almost all men there are ugly, short, etc., and that she doesn't match
anything
with anyone
being
hot.
Short?
Oh, but like low-key, that she kind of like she's eating everyone's up. She's eating everyone up. Like
what? I'm eating everyone.
No, homegirl's eating everyone up.
Oh, okay.
Like,
I thought you were
yeah,
like saying
everyone's
like
short,
you were...
everyone's chopped, everyone's cooked. Like,
oh, okay, like
yeah,
roast.
Mm-hmm. Like you.
Gag,
anyways.
Gag.
Oh.
Can we get a zoom in on her? Like.
I asked to see which people she was calling ugly, and she showed me her likes, and it was mostly people perfectly in her league, as in moderately attractive guys. I told her that these guys were all in her league and should give some of them a chance since she's always complaining about wanting to be in a relationship. She denied that she's the same league as them and said that she's much more attractive than them. I pointed it out that in her own words, she doesn't match any of the guys she does find attractive, so she's not in their league. She said I wasn't an a-hole. Am I?
Hmm.
You want to go first? Is she the a-hole?
Okay. Well, I have to say they are. It's my role.
The friend.
I chose to be the devil.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think the friend is kind of the a-hole here.
Really?
Well, I have to.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll explain my
argue,
real thoughts
argue,
later.
Argue.
Argue. Like. Maybe she could have told her in a kinder way, because it's kind of like,
She's like calling all of her friends. Like she's like her friend is actively saying, "Oh, he's short. Oh, he's chopped. Oh, he's ugly. Oh, he's fat. Oh, he's all these mm-hmm. things." And then she's like, "Well, that's you though."
Yeah.
Pardon? And like, you're saying I'm short, fat.
I was feeling dumb. I was feeling stupid. I was feeling gay.
You know what I mean, though, right? In the sense that.
I mean, insert Kelly Osbourne clip right here.
Jesus.
You know, let me take the spotlight off you.
Okay, yeah.
I said not. I'm gonna look like such a bad person. Yeah, like no, but she was being honest. She was being honest and.
And, like, at that point, she deserved it. Because if you can dish it, you have to take it.
That's the thing, too. She's saying, like, all this stuff about, like, oh, all these guys are chopped. All these, like, I really want to see what these girls look like. Because I'm the judge. I'm the judge. I'm Judge Judy up in here. But, like, she was being honest, I guess. Like, the original person.
Yeah. So, because you're saying that she's not the a-hole.
That's what I argued. Yeah. She's not the a-hole.
She's being honest. You know, if I...
She's saying, like, okay, you're saying all these guys are chopped, but...
Did you look in the mirror?
Like you, not all of us can be queen. Like,
but like some people, like me, they're just not girls. Because like, if you tried posting an ugly picture of yourself, I'd be like, why are you posting that?
That's the thing. I want to see what an interaction, day to day life, is between these two girls. Okay, because
that's different. I feel like that I would appreciate. Like, if I took a picture and I thought I was like, oh, dude, I look so good. Like, should I post it? And I actually looked mess. And then you were like. Yeah, post it. And then everyone's seeing this mess picture of me. I would rather you be like, take another one. No. Better another angle. One. Let me take it for you.
Another one, thank you.
But, like, I think, like, her delivery was just a little bit wrong. And, like, if her friend was, like, she was probably being too harsh on these guys. Like, surely they're not that ugly. Like, it's also, like, you are doing this yourself. You're on Hinge. You're on a dating app to start with. You're kind of in the wrong there for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, she could have, like, just been, like, so just, like, I don't know. Like,
you heard it here first. This message was not sponsored by Hinge.
Not sponsored by Hinge.
Also, you're on Tinder and Hinge. Yeah. Like, what are you can't expecting? Expect a
lot. Like, that's what I'm saying. But, okay, wait. I had a point, and then it left my head because I started rambling.
Mm-hmm. That happens a lot. We know. I'm sorry.
Did you find your point in your head or no?
Honestly, no, I didn't. But also, if I'm being honest, I think I've heard this story before while watching, like, Minecraft or Subway Surfers. Oh. So I didn't know what was going on. But I think it's also the fact that I was hoping if I, like, pretended I knew what I was saying, it would come out. But, okay, I think, like...
Mm-hmm. You're doing like, great,
if you
sweetie.
Know...
It's coming. It's
if
coming
you
to
know
you.
Your friend is that type of person anyway, and you know that she's picky... then, like, you don't need to, like, go in, like, in her... It also just seems like she doesn't like her in the first place because she's like, oh, like, my friend, like, is, like, okay-looking, and she's, like, saying all these things about these guys. Like, why are you her friend in the first place
okay,
if you're
but
doing
also, like, saying, if you're letting your friend, like, complain and you're getting annoyed, like, okay, if you were complaining about all these guys are so ugly, I'd be like, Louisa, shut up. Louisa,
that's
please,
what I mean.
Shut up.
I would never do that.
We stand your
don't
ground.
Don't look at me like that. I would never do that.
We hate don't men up in like this that. Bitch.
Yeah, we hate men.
Ooh. Ooh. Man alert. shout out Robert, my love. No, but
shout out Mr. Love.
But it's like, I agree. It's the same point. It's like, if you're coming to the same conclusion every day, it's like, oh, all like everyone sucks, like everyone's chopped, everyone's thing. It's like, okay, well, we gotta do something new, like, you know,
baby girl, aren't you are you aromantic, hey, are you asexual,
like let's add a little bit of pepper in here.
No,
a little bit.
She's also complaining left and right about, oh, like, I'm so lonely, like I want to be in a relationship, like I want a boyfriend and all these things, but then like you're being so picky, like how bad do you really want these
maybe
things?
She's gay.
maybe
she's looking at all these boys and going like, oh, he's chopped.
But
baby
there
girl,
is
a
gay version
woman?
Of Hinge.
There's a what version of Hinge?
Gay.
But like,
a grinder. Because I'm a grinder. Ooh, ooh.
Let's see what Reddit has to say.
Ooh.
All
right. So, okay, how was that debate? Was that a good debate?
That was a good
that
debate.
That was a great debate.
Amazing.
I also want to put on the record, I don't think they are an a-hole. I probably would have done the same thing.
Sorry, what?
Like, if I was the narrator and my friend was like, oh, this guy's so ugly. He's so freaking ugly. But, like, and she kept, like, saying all this stuff. I probably wouldn't be like, well, listen, like, you're kind of ugly too. But I would just be like, can you stop? Like, yeah. If you're not going to, like, put your heart into this, or, like, you're not going to, like, put effort into these guys just because they're not, like, 100% your type, but you're so desperate, like, I don't want to hear it.
Okay. So Reddit says, Reddit's kind of mixed.
Okay, let's hear it.
So the tag says everyone sucks.
Oh, amazing.
Everyone does
suck. Everyone
does suck.
Except you guys. I love you all.
A lot of people are saying, like, I'm so glad I'm not 19 anymore. Some people peaked in high school.
That's perfect true. Way I would put that. Is
bro, I'm peaking right now.
You're peaking. Something's peaking out right now.
Not the a-hole. Those apps have algorithms that track who likes you and adjust the options you're shown. So essentially an attractiveness algorithm. If she wants to be superficial in how she rates guys, then she needs to be able to handle the same standard.
True,
I agree. Yeah. All right, let's hear it.
Okay, am I the a-hole because I stopped watching a series because there's guys making out in the show?
Yes!
Heated rivalry? Are we talking about heated rivalry?
Perhaps.
Wait. Can you read the title again? Let me.
Heated rivalry.
This is my moment.
Karen Sebesta, where you at?
Karen Sebesta. Guys, like, let me lock the doors right now. Hold on.
Am I the a-hole because I stopped watching a series because there are guys making out in the show?
Okay.
I'm going to say no.
I'm gonna say yes. You're the a-hole.
Homophobia.
You're just gonna be like, oh, there were. Any, this is Karen Sebesta wrote this. Like Karen Sebesta wrote this.
Oh, it's a guy.
Oh.
So he's denial is a river in Egypt. Your husband is gay. Gay.
Okay. So. My wife, 32F, and
he has a wife?
33M, have two little girls, and our days are pretty full, so we rarely get time to watch TV. It's usually just one show after the girls go to bed every other day.
The girls.
We started watching Another Life a couple weeks ago. A few episodes in, a transgender actor is introduced as a medical office. No big deal. The uncomfortable part is that there is no explanation as to whether it's a transgender.
It's not a big deal though. Like I don't care. I don't care if there's a trans person on the thing. I don't care. It's not a big deal.
The uncomfortable part is that there's no explanation as to whether it's a transgender actor, actress playing a male, female, or transgendered male/female doctor. The character's name is Zane, and there's no gender pronouns given in any of the episode. It's obvious this is intentional. They're trying to push something and challenge the viewer to conform to a belief they have about the right way to think about gender. Okay.
Louisa, how do you feel now?
No.
It's mildly frustrating, but it is what it is. We're already invested in the storyline. Mm-hmm. So here's the possible a-hole part.
Possible.
Nine hours into the series, a male character rushes across the room in a spacecraft and starts making out with a transgender doctor.
Wait, spacecraft?
Buzz Lightyear? Like,
wait, what did they say the show was called?
Another Life.
I've never heard of that.
Some telenovela.
Say what you want. Say what you will about trying to be open-minded. Maybe I'm just not there yet, but goddamn, I don't like to watch anyone.
Goddamn!
I don't like to watch anyone suck face yet alone. Two dudes go at it, like just like that. Forgive me.
No.
But
okay,
if it was
like,
two
if it,
girls,
when it's a guy and a girl, I'm okay with it. But two guys, line in the sand.
Line is
drawn.
Okay, but my thing is like, is that the end of the story?
No, there's more.
Oh.
And also, this wasn't heated rivalry, so we can unlock the doors now.
Karen's not gonna come in.
Forgive me. Yes, I know it's a transgendered actor, and I mean no offense if the actor would not want to be considered a dude. The very next scene has two other dudes who are clearly males in the show start making out. It's stated that one is a virgin and they're taking each other's clothes off in the bedroom and they're going to have a threesome.
And it's two guys?
Yeah.
It's two guy-looking guys.
No, but wait. It's a
cut
threesome. It's a threesome.
Cut the cameras.
It's a threesome.
With three guys?
And
Challengers 4D edition?
There's two guys and they're going to have a threesome with this nymphomaniac crew member. And at this point, I just turn it off. We sit there in silence and I'm like, what the hell just happened? At this point, there's six male astronauts, five if the doctor isn't supposed to be included, and four of them are making out with each other. if you want to make a space show like that, all the more power to you.
What?
Dude. This is Zane.
Let me see. Oh, dang. She got a full bust. They got a full bust down. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Mog.
Bust down. Like. Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Mama is serving face.
Oh. If you want to make a space show like that, all the more power to you. Just let me know what the agenda really is before I get 9 hours into the storyline.
They're gonna let you know. Like, they're gonna call you on the line. The TV network's gonna be like, so.
I felt like I was presented with an exciting space show, and then when I get 9 hours, which is 2 weeks into the show, it's revealed that half the crew is gay, bi, trans, and now are going at it with each other with drug-fueled abandon.
It's 2026. Gay is not okay.
This was 6 years
Neither
ago.
Is bi or trans. They don't exist, and they never will.
So we stopped watching it.
Ago? Oh my God, there's still more?
This is the last paragraph. Okay. So we stopped watching it. We'll find something else. We have limited TV time, and it's our preference not to watch that kind of stuff.
Our preference. But then who is he the a-hole for? Like, he's just thinking, like, in general?
I was telling a friend about how we stopped watching it and why he said it was a reason. And essentially, I was an asshole for not continuing the series because there was gay guys making out and that I should be happy for them and should support them. And that I should continue to watch the series and support gay people.
To freedom.
I disagreed. I'm not trying to make a stand for gay people. After I get the girls to bed, I'm exhausted and want to unwind.
I don't
want to
see those homosexuals.
Basically, blah, blah, blah. I don't care about gender, gay people, and global warming.
You don't care.
And global warming.
Global warming.
It's like,
just
the
throw
ice,
that in there.
The icebergs are melting, and there's gay people.
They're turning the frogs gay.
So
I don't care about like people like same sex marriage, all that, but the turtles, fuck them.
Give me my plastic straws back. Anyways, guys, this video was sponsored by Uwala. A-hole. No doubt.
Say your argument so I can think about mine, because clearly there's no argument.
You're defending a homophobe.
Okay, this was 6 years ago. So this was 2020, painting the scene.
Correct.
Either way, doesn't change a thing. But it's like, does it matter? Like, again, my thing is, why can't you watch two guys kiss? Does it turn you on? Like, does it really, like,
he's watching with his wife, so what if he gets, like, a boner while he's watching?
And his wife is like, to the back right now.
Let me see your phone. She's looking for that notification.
Incognito now. I know what you
want.
Well,
also, they're watching a space show.
I love how you keep making
I'm looking at you, audience.
It's also a space show, so I mean, like, you're also watching aliens. Like, are we not like
You're calling gay people aliens?
No.
Okay. The gay and trans people and the bisexuals, they're aliens. Yes. You heard it here
from
first.
From a different planet. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're already watching Aliens. Like, how weird is it for, like, gay people to be in the show?
And it's, again, does it really matter? Like, does there, like, another thing, if you were to watch, I don't know if it came out, but Euphoria. Euphoria is just as, like.
I love Euphoria.
And it's just as, there's trans characters in it. There's gay people in it. And it's the same Mojo Jojo. But if you were comfortable watching that, why aren't you comfortable watching this space show? But yeah, so, Louisa, what's your argument about the aliens?
They don't belong this bad. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, I don't think it makes you an a-hole necessarily, because you're, like, it's not like he's going out and being, like spitting on people who are, like, gay or something. Like, he's just like, oh, look, I don't want to watch this. Like, that's fine. Like, it's,
but
like,
he told his friend.
But he was...
Okay, no, I get your point, because it's like, maybe he doesn't watch it simply because they're just making out and they're just having threesomes this entire time. Like, he didn't want to
it's
watch soft.
Because, like, also, realistically, if, like, he was like, oh, like, it's just the same couple, like, banging left and right every single episode, every single scene, then, like, you wouldn't be like, well, that's kind of an a-hole thing. Like, what if, like, wouldn't you want... But because he's like, it's just, like, gays everywhere. It's
if he framed it differently, it would be a different story.
Yeah, I think, like, he definitely worded it, like, a bit, like, interesting. Mm-hmm. But, like,
Do you think he's homophobic?
Probably.
Well,
okay.
Well, he said like he doesn't care about gay people or trans people or climate change. So
the gay polar bears.
Okay, Greta Thunberg. Like,
oh my God, I forgot about her. But like, also like, he just wants to unwind after a long date with his two daughters. So like, if he
and his wife,
whether but it's gays making out or like football.
But you like, you know, when you're watching a show, you know, when you're watching a show with your parents, and of course it has to be the sex scene, of course, but no one complains when it's a heterosexual sex scene.
Exactly.
Everyone's like perfectly okay with the heterosexual sex scene, like on cable television, but when it comes to the gays.
Well, I don't know. He rather popped off, so. In essence, they are not the a-hole because everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
And everyone's gay.
About climate change, about the gays, right?
Yes, like, you know what? Like, sometimes...
Louise is letting her feelings really, like...
No. Okay, hey, baby girl, it's also a safe place
for the queers.
I truly don't think he really is a homophobe, though. I think, like, he's just wording it wrong, and he's just, like, kind of, like... I think he's just too old to be, like, thinking these things.
Yeah, well,
he also went out of his way to post... Okay, he says that he's way too tired to be dealing with this gay shit.
But then you're going to post a whole Reddit
story. You're going to write a whole story.
And it was long. It was, like, four paragraphs. It was over, and she was like, there's more.
There's more.
Oh, and just wait.
That's what I think is, he's like, he definitely has to be gay.
Yeah.
Or closeted or something.
Again, you're on Reddit.
You're on Reddit. Exactly. You're on Reddit. I mean, you're on Reddit.
And I'm queer.
More people to the power. But what do you think, like, okay, what do you think would happen if his daughters were, like, gay? Do you think he would have a problem with that?
He would probably just be like, ain't no daughter of mine.
Them lesbians. Because I think that's a real, like, okay, what if, yeah.
No, yeah.
Then what?
What if... Yeah.
Next question. I'm like,
okay, what does Reddit say?
So Reddit hates him.
Oh. Yes, Reddit. The one time Reddit comes close.
Once again, for the record, I don't agree with the way.
Remember, this is 2020, so it's very high tension, the
worst
political
time
scene.
To be on the internet.
Yeah. No.
No, but it's like
woke warriors.
Woke, yeah.
Yeah, but like Black Power.
Okay, yeah.
And I stand. You're the a-hole. I understand not wanting to watch a show that's mentally challenging during your downtime, but your whole post screams transphobia and homophobia. It sounds like the show's storyline has stayed the same the whole time, and even though you enjoy that, you're not just watching it because it has gay characters in it. Mm. There's heterosexual sex in that show, too. I noticed this guy hasn't complained about that.
Oh, that's true.
You're the Louisa.
I have...
You're the a-hole for turning it into a thing, to be honest. You seem fixated on how queer the show is to the point that you're complaining about it to other people on the internet. Like, just say it's not your thing, so you stopped watching. Going all the way out to be like, man kiss! When you're complaining about the show makes your opinion on men kissing pretty obvious.
Exact. That person's tapped in.
Ethan. Our very special guest.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
We loved having you.
I love you all.
I think you did such an amazing job, especially defending racist.
Oh, I'm so sorry, guys. I just do it on my free time.
We would love to have you back.
Yes, please.
Season three.
I love you all. Thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's been such a great time. Thank you, Louisa, Izzy, and Robert. I love you all. Claire, I love you too. Mwah. Yeah,
that's a wrap for this episode on Devil's Advocate. Yeah. Follow us for more on TMU Devil's Advocate on Instagram.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, guys.
We're out every week on Spirit Live every Friday.
Bye.
Make sure you follow at Devil's Advocate.
Yay.